was no ugly duckling. There were things about me that were attractive. My hair, my legs, they were built for dancing. My eyes. I had been told that my eyes were exotic, not just by Brando. Still, the fact remained the same. He was biased. "Why am I yours, Brando?" His laughter tapered. The line went quiet a moment later.
"You're being serious."
"Yes?" It took him a while to answer.
"I have the answer. I always have. So don't even go there."
"You're assuming that I have to think hard to come up with an answer. I'm upset
that you would even have to ask. There was never anyone else. Why am I yours?"
He returned the question. "Because there was never anyone else. Never will be."
"That makes me one lucky bastard."
"I suppose."
"It's me. I should know."
I pulled the covers back up, suddenly feeling tired. Though physical therapy and swimming were pleasant enough, doing whatever sounded pretty amazing too.
"Tell me about your day, mio marito," I said, yawning. "I think I'll sleep a while longer before I go for a swim. Stay on the phone with me?"
He cleared his throat.
"You want to hear about my day?"
"Yes, please. Tell me about life under the sea." He began to talk about his day, all of the routine things he went through, all of the things that were not so routine. To the sound of his voice, I drifted off, knowing he'd be with me in 2 days.